We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Householders have only weeks to lock in new electricity contracts before they are hit with price increases of up to $1,000 a year. The flow-on effects of the national energy crisis are expected to add to regular July price increases for householders, when those re-signing are likely to suffer. St Vincent de Paul energy expert Gavin Duffy said market offers were likely to increase by around 15% in coming months. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app from the App Store. Doctors want the state government to bring in automatic influenza tests whenever symptomatic patients are swabbed for COVID-19. Infectious disease experts say a testing program is vital to relieve pressure on hospitals and ensure people get access to bespoke flu and COVID treatments. The Immunisation Coalition is calling on every state to follow New South Wales and Queensland and test all COVID PCR swabs for influenza and COVID-19, as well as RSV and whooping cough. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Prince Charles stepped up in the absence of the Queen as bells rang out at St Paul's Cathedral, London, for an extraordinary Platinum Jubilee National Service of Thanksgiving. The Queen, at 96, reluctantly pulled out of the solemn event after experiencing discomfort following the spectacular Trooping the Colour. Great Paul, the biggest church bell in Britain, was rung to mark the Queen's 70 years on the throne in the latest Jubilee event at what was described as the world's biggest party. And Olympic star Ariane Titmus has tested positive to COVID, but the rest of the Australian swim team remain on high alert despite being cleared of the virus after several high-profile stars were potentially exposed at the Speedo promotional event during the week. Titmus is understood to be isolating in Brisbane after she left the Speedo swimsuit launch on Wednesday feeling unwell. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, check out a subscription at theadvertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.